We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit MTE.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better.
Since
1936.
This is WGNS Action. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years.
Since 1947.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
Today we're talking with David and Maria Coggin, and we're talking about Barnabas Vision. David, what is coming up and what is most needed this time of year?
Good morning, Scott. This is one of our busiest time at Barnabas Vision as the temperatures get a lot cooler. We're trying to give away coats and blankets and trying to keep people in their homes and trying to get people into homes. And so one of our main projects of the year is our Christmas program, where we give Christmas gifts so people can stay in their homes and don't get in debt by buying gifts.
What you guys have found out over the years is that a lot of families, instead of paying that utility bill that month or instead of paying the full month's rent, they may instead go out and spend money on Christmas gifts. And I understand that. I mean, they've got kids.
That's correct. Or they will take a line of credit out or take something to a pawn shop. And so 13 years ago, when we started this program, it was after my first year at Barnabas Vision. And in January, I just saw an increase of people in need. And one of that increase was because people beginning sentence was, I would have had the money, but I spent it on Christmas for my kids.
This need that's out there, it's definitely a big need. And people can sponsor an entire family.
Yes, they can. Kids or families, and several of them have siblings as well.
And we're talking about Barnabas Vision and helping out families in need. Maria Coggin is also with us. Maria, I know the big push right now is trying to get not only families involved in helping out other families, but also church small groups, civic organizations, and more. Tell us about this idea of helping out other families at Christmas.
When you help out another family at Christmas, what it means is providing gifts, sometimes just needs, but sometimes gifts too, so that children feel that they are loved, that they know that they were special, and they can experience the joy of Christmas.
And how are the gifts given? Do the families decide, okay, this one's going to be from mom, this one's going to be from dad? How do they go about deciding that?
Yes, we talk to the clients and get information on each child. So we'll know perhaps a child's favorite superhero, child's favorite TV show, or what they're good at school. And it's interesting, some of them are really wanting like STEM kits and things so that they can learn. Some of them want, the teenagers especially, are doing cosmetology at school, and they want like mannequin heads and scissors so that they can actually start working and getting paid and running their own business like when they're 17, 18 years old. And that's really helping families out. And that may be on their Christmas list too.
That's really cool then. So a lot of the kids, they've already got a direction that they're headed.
A lot of the parents I'm talking to, the schools seem to be doing really good now at installing, like, you don't have to go to college traditionally. You can get a job that you can work as you go through school.
And fewer people are going that trades route, but yet there is a huge demand in that trades field, especially cosmetology.
Yes, that's right. And so it is encouraging to see that these teenagers or their parents are asking for the gifts that are going to help them. It's not just a gift that they're just going to play with and throw away, but something they're going to really use.
So if somebody calls Barnabas, they stop by Barnabas and they say, I want to get involved in this Christmas program. I want to get involved in helping out another family. How do they do that?
If you want to help out, then really they can talk to me. And I'll just let them, they can let me know how much approximately they want to spend. And then I'll find a family or a child that I feel like would fit with them, that they may have some interests that overlap. And we like to do that so we build relationships with people.
And a lot of the families that are being helped out, some of them may live in an area motel. Some may live in an apartment. Some may rent a house. but they all come from different environments.
That's right. You know, some of these people are single moms, so their situation doesn't really change that much year from year, especially if they have preschool children. And even now, the older kids who, there's a lot of autism parents, it's hard for them to work because they have to keep going. Single moms, especially, going into the school and they can't keep a hold of the job. And so those ones keep coming back. Then there's other families who just maybe something bad happened this year and they're not able to provide like they usually are. Then there's other families who they're just really low income, perhaps immigrant families who don't speak good English, and mom and dad are both working, but they're still not even making what I can imagine pays the rent.
I know one of the things that David mentioned that you guys do see is where a family will go and they'll borrow money. They'll maybe get one of those title loans, and next thing you know, they're paying this huge interest rate and they're never actually paying back the initial loan.
That's right. It's really sad to see that people don't realize how much a loan costs them.
And they're getting in this kind of like a revolving door where they never get unstuck from
it. It's a cycle and it's so hard to get out of. We try and help them though. This year especially, we have said if we've helped you in the past, you have to go to the end of the waiting list, which unfortunately has meant we're not able to cover everybody. We still have like 5 families that need sponsors that we have the details because we don't want to tell them we can help.
Until you can, for sure.
And then we are going to take these others, but they're not going to get as many Christmas gifts, the ones that we've helped in the past. But we're hoping to try and get them into classes through this next year so that they're not in this situation again.
Are you finding that that list of names continues to grow as the county grows?
Oh, yes. Yeah. As we get more immigrants into the county, especially in Smyrna, and we get more single moms, it just grows every year.
Unfortunately, I think that's a direction that really everywhere in the nation is headed. There's going to be more and more single parents out there. The divorce rate gets higher and higher.
Yes, I think that's like a major problem that we have because it costs more money for a single mom or a single dad to live because there's only one income. There's not 2 incomes.
Rutherford County is not immune to this growing problem.
No, it's not.
So to help out, if let's say a church small group wants to get together and they say, you know, we want to sponsor 1 or 2 families this year, then you'll work with them, give them a list of the needed items. And then can they go above and beyond and say, well, we also would like to get this family XYZ, whatever
yes,
that may be.
Yes, they can. We like each child to be sponsored about $200 worth. But if somebody wants to buy the bike or wants to pay the electric bill that month, there's ways that they can go about doing that for those families.
That's really cool. So if they say, you know, hey, we'd also like to pay their utility bill this upcoming month, this upcoming bill, then you can arrange for that to happen too. And the family that receives these gifts, do they ever know who it came from?
Usually they don't know who it came from unless they ask.
Okay.
And usually they'll send thank you notes perhaps, but it's like generic. It's not necessarily to the one person. Now, if a group wants to get involved, we have life clients that we do pair people with, and we're looking for mentors and things for them for the whole year. Those life clients know who gave them gifts.
Another neat aspect, I guess, is that this also allows that single mom or single dad in some cases to kind of preserve some of their dignity. It allows them to be a dad, to be a mom, and provide that Christmas for their child.
Yeah. In fact, I have a grandmother who came in a couple of weeks ago. She had to have knee surgery, so she was off work. She's raising her 2 grandchildren. And the children are not going to know that the Christmas gifts came from the Barnabas Vision. She's going to come pick them up. She's going to give them to them. They're not going to know it wasn't from her, which is good for her. So she feels like she's still providing for them.
That's awesome. When you look at and meet with these different families, I'm sure it's stories like that, a knee surgery that lays somebody off of work for an extended period of time. But it's one circumstance. It's often one event that turns somebody or turns a family's life upside down.
That's right. And once, like, because of the knee surgery, she couldn't work for 2 or 3 months. Now she's back working, but she's spent all her savings. She's just keeping the lights on. And so Christmas was not even an option for her.
How often do you run across families where they're one bill away from maybe losing the place where they live?
Quite often. It's hard because once you get into that debt, it costs more. Like we were talking about the lien, the interest costs more money to pay back than to pay your bills on time.
Even some homeowners are having some big financial problems right now because the typical mortgage, you're looking at $2,500 a month for a house that's 2,000 square feet or less today.
Yeah, that's right. And even if they're in this situation and they're trying to sell the houses aren't selling and they're definitely not selling for what they bought them for. So it's a cycle that's really hard.
It's a different time that we live in. I mean, when you even look back, comparing it to 10 or 15 years ago, much different financial situation today versus then.
It definitely is, yeah.
Again, David and Maria Coggin are with us today from Barnabas Vision. If anybody does want to help out, if they do want to sponsor a family, what's the first thing they need to do?
Contact the Barnabas Vision. Email david@thebarnabasvision.org, and he'll put them in contact with me. I'll give them a phone call. When you email him with your number, and then I will give them a phone call back.
And of course, all the information's online at thebarnabasvision.org. And the timeline that you're working with, you need to have these families, the gifts, everything in place by when?
Well, giveaway is December 18th. And so for the children that we've already told are a sponsor, we really would like the gifts in by the 17th. For our waiting list, our emergency, we will be giving them out until like the 21st, 22nd of December. So if it's the last minute, we can still work with people on that.
So head to thebarnabasvision.org for all the contact information. Thebarnabasvision.org. Let them know you want to help out. Again, David and Maria Coggin with us this morning from Barnabas Vision.